Good morning. I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health. Today we are talking about the benefits of pre- and postnatal yoga and other forms of exercise with Maureen Saba, founder of Maternal Health and Fitness. And we're also joined by one of her clients, Lauren, who will be sharing her experiences with us. Gals, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Thanks, Lisa. Good morning.
I'm so thrilled to have you back again. I so enjoyed a couple weeks ago when we talked about hypnobirthing, and I got a lot of good feedback. And actually, that interview is up on my site at www.itsyourhealthradio.org. And right under Maureen's name, it says download audio. So if you missed it, you can listen to it. It was really great. I hope you gals had a chance to listen. It was a lot of fun.
We did have a lot of fun, didn't we, Lisa?
Yes, we did. And we're going to have a lot of fun today, too. So, Maureen, if you can just tell us what you offer in terms of exercise at Maternal Health and Fitness, and then we'll get into the benefits.
Yeah, I offer three different classes, Lisa. They're basically, they're all prenatal classes.
Okay.
We offer a prenatal yoga class. Once a week, sometimes twice a week.
Okay.
We also offer a class called Fit to Deliver, which women call up and they think that's the class that they need to take as they get closer to delivery. But it's just a name we gave to the class, which basically is a little bit of stretching and strengthening. We have bands and light weights. So most females, as a rule, are very weak upper body.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen after they have these little 7, 8, 9 pound babies and they have their car seats and strollers, etc., they're going to need their upper body strength.
So yes, they are.
Yeah, so we incorporate some of the upper body strength into that class. And then on Saturday mornings, Lisa, we have a class that's called Have a Ball. And the whole class is done using the physical therapy ball, also known as the birthing ball.
And that's a really large ball that you sit on, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
About 55 centimeters.
Okay.
Yeah, and this ball is great because they use this ball a lot now in the delivery rooms, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is when you sit on this ball, I like my ladies to get what I call their ball legs.
Yeah.
You know, get comfortable on the ball. The first time you sit on it is not when you're in labor because you feel a little uneasy on it. So we do the whole class on it. They get very comfortable on it. And just by sitting on this ball, it promotes good alignment for moms as well as to get the baby into the proper position to get ready for the birth.
Okay. Now, speaking of the proper position, I'm assuming that the yoga does that as well, some of the poses that you work on.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I just had a client. This is her third baby with me, and she called me, and she didn't have time to come down and take, you know, the classes throughout her whole pregnancy, but she called me a few weeks ago, and she said to me, my baby's breech, it's upside down. I need to come to some classes. So she came to a few classes. I gave her some positions to be doing at home, talked to her about visualization and what to do to turn her baby, and from what I understand, I just ran into her neighbor the other day. She told me that her baby, in fact, did turn.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Are there classes for after the baby's born as well? Or I thought there was some sort of walking group or something.
Yeah, there are postpartum classes.
Okay.
Where they definitely bring the babies down, because what I found was happening when I first started these classes, Lisa, my first client that left my class and delivered her baby called me about 6 weeks postpartum, and she said, well, what do I do now?
Mm.
I'm like, ooh, I didn't think of that. I mean, this is going back 10 years.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, come on down, bring the baby down. And, you know, because they want to get back into shape. My clients are highly motivated. They want to move. They want to start doing something. But they're not sure what to do.
Yeah.
And they don't want to bring their babies to, you know, a gym and a daycare. And a lot of the gyms don't allow you to bring your babies until they're at least 6 months old anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, she brought her baby down, and we very patiently waited, you know, for some other moms to deliver. And the next thing you know, the postpartum classes were born, so to speak. And we started with a class we call It's a Small World. And it incorporates, you know, the baby into the class as well, holding the baby, doing baby squats, you know, leaning down, doing push-ups, kissing your baby.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, and it's a lot of fun. It's a nice way to have moms not only bond with their babies, but to also bond with the other moms, you know, if they don't have friends that have had babies recently. So it's been a nice camaraderie in class.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, what about doctors' recommendations for pregnant women? Are there guidelines regarding how much a woman should exercise when she's pregnant and what types of exercise?
Well, funny you should ask that, Lisa, because a number of years ago, I want to say maybe about 5 years ago, ACOG changed their guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
They used to say...
Now, what does ACOG stand for?
ACOG is American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology.
Okay.
And they set all the guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And what they used to say, Lisa, was pregnant women should exercise more, you know, on a regular routine versus sporadic, you know, so you don't injure yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But about five or 6 years ago, they changed their guidelines, and they now are saying that pregnant women should exercise every day of the week for 30 minutes
a
day. Yeah, to actually, the studies that they did were initially intended to prove that exercise was harmful to the baby,
mm-hmm.
and now they actually, by doing the studies, they proved that the reverse was true. But actually, there are all these, you know, benefits for yourself and your baby.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I mean, people who aren't pregnant should be exercising at least 30 minutes every times a week. So
I know.
So that's awesome. So there's no excuses then, you know. Unless, of course, if a woman's put on bed rest or something like that, or there's some other health issue, obviously. But if you're having a healthy pregnancy, correct, and you don't have any limitations put on you by your doctor, then you should be able to join in. And what would you say for a woman who really has never exercised, even, you know, before she became pregnant, which class do you think would work best for her?
Actually, excuse me, Lisa, any of the classes would work best. You know, when you become pregnant, now is not the time to decide, you know, I'm going to join the gym and I'm going to start these kickboxing classes and I'm going to start these. You know,
yeah,
I mean, that's not the time. It's not the time to, you know, think about losing weight. You know, you are going to put on weight.
Yes, and that's healthy and good.
Yeah, but now is the time to say, okay, you know, maybe if I've never done anything before, there's some prenatal classes, you know, let me try these. I mean, some women, you know, they call me up, they're interested in the prenatal yoga class, but they've never taken a yoga class before. I say to them, these classes are prenatal. You know, we're not doing handstands in this class. You know, there's no inversion poses. You know, they're prenatal classes. I mean, my 17-year-old daughter has come down with her friends sometimes to even take the classes. You know, there's a lot of stretching and strengthening going on. But, you know, what happens with the pregnancy is certain muscles are lengthening and certain muscles are shortening.
Yeah.
So in all the classes, Lisa, we go through a series of exercises to reverse the action of the muscle to kind of, you know, alleviate a lot of the little aches and pains that go along with the pregnancy. So when a woman calls up and she's interested in a class, she's not sure if this is for her, I welcome her, come down, try a class for free, see what you think. And then and then if it's something you want to continue with, you know, we can, you know, move forward. But you know, a lot of them will come down to the Tuesday night yoga class, and maybe they've been complaining of a little lower back, you know, which is very typical, you know, with the pregnancy. And they're right back on Thursday saying to me, oh, my God, my back felt so good. You know, I really slept good that night. And they're back on Thursday night. How do I sign up?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I was doing some research, it actually talks about yoga, prenatal yoga preventing and decreasing back pain and sciatica and helping diminish swelling and joint inflammation and increases the strength and flexibility and also
the list goes on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think it's important because when you do become pregnant, you do have the ligaments that become more lax. And that's something that, you know.
You do.
Yes.
Your hormones, the relaxin and the elastin, you know, they're, you know, making you more flexible at the same time. And, you know, your center of gravity, I mean, very early on in the pregnancies, you know, 4 or 6 weeks, women are like, why am I tripping over myself? You know, why do I feel like I'm falling all over the place? And it is because of the, you know, the hormones that they now acquire.
Yeah, well, I took the class and it was fabulous. You meet nice women. You're fabulous. And I loved it. And I actually did it every day. Like, I did it with you and then I actually did it every single day up until, I don't know, it seems like right before I had, you know, my daughter. I mean, it just, it made such a difference. And then even afterwards, doing the exercise. And my daughter had some complicated issues, so I wasn't able to come back to your classes, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to, at least at home, continue with my workouts
with
and my yoga. And I still do it. And I absolutely love it. Now, Lauren is on the line as well. And
hello.
Lauren, I'd love to hear hello again. I'd love to hear some of your experiences with the classes.
Well, I mean, just in general, I mean, I think we've talked about it with hypnobirthing on the last session, too. It's mind, body, and soul.
Yeah.
It's so great to get down there, meet women who are currently pregnant, because you'll get a lot of advice from coworkers and your mom, but it's always nice to be around people who are actually experiencing what you're experiencing at the time. And, I mean, I probably am one of those women who didn't ever go to the gym before I got pregnant. And, you know, since then, I think you just kind of feel a responsibility to not only yourself, but you have a child now to think about, and it just comes like second nature. The classes were great. You know, I obviously, the yoga's great. I'll tell you the real secret about the yoga class.
Oh, yeah?
The end of the class, we all lay down in a dark room.
That's nice. That's nice. I remember.
We listen to a little relaxing music, and then Maureen gives everybody a massage.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, my gosh.
Class.
Yes.
I mean, just to get away from your day after you've stretched and you're completely relaxed. I tell you, it's so hard to leave there.
It is
hard. You know,
come
7:30 to get up, I'm like, oh, man, now I have to drive home.
You got to get some sleeping bags, you know, and have a pregnant slumber party or something.
We really should, especially for our second moms who need a break.
Exactly. Get me away.
I need to sleep late. And then, I mean, the Fit to Delivery class is actually one of my favorites. I always tell the new moms, you know, use the harder band if you can. Try to pick up a little bit more weight because I don't think you realize heavy those car seats are and, you know, the muscles that you really do use, especially now that I have like a 28-pound toddler to carry.
I'm thinking,
how am I going to pull this off, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to do extra push-ups and everything I can to get some arm muscles.
Now, that class used bands, which I really like. Now, are they the thinner bands or the flatter TheraBands?
They're the round, long ones.
Okay, and also some light weights as well, like handheld weights.
Mm-hmm. And then on the balls and do different things, you know, with our arms or, you know, wall push-ups, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's great. And did you take what's the ball class called again?
Have a ball.
Well, that's, yeah. Did you
just started taking that one. My first pregnancy I did not because I was able to sleep.
Didn't
have anybody at home to keep me up.
Uh-huh.
And the nice thing about the Saturday morning class is Maureen lets us bring the people who already have children, the kids down.
Oh, that's
so
great.
It's kind of nice for the husbands, too, to get a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's nice to be around your kid, and I feel like I'm not leaving him again to go exercise or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great he comes down. And the good thing about the ball that I don't know a lot of people realize, too, after you have the baby, the ball is a great tool, too. I can't tell you how many people I know have a colicky baby or
oh my gosh,
baby.
I was, yep, exactly.
Bouncing on the ball with your baby can soothe the child just like that, especially if you were on it when you were pregnant. I think they recognize that feeling. And your back feels awesome sitting on. I have one in my living room. I got one from Christmas from my father.
Mm-hmm.
I sit on it, you know, more than I do the couch.
Yeah. No, I was going to say my daughter, again, who's complicated kid, but sleep, forget about it. And there would be, I mean, hours we would be on that ball. My husband and I would take, it's the only way she would sleep, take
and
turns.
And think about all the core muscles.
Exactly. I got in real, look at the, darn it, I am sleep deprived, but my stomach muscles, woohoo.
See, there is a benefit.
Yeah, there is. Now, also, you talked last time with the hypnobirthing classes about the friendships that you made, and I'm sure that's happening as well. Now, some of them are the same women. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, there's actually a few women that I was there with last time that are now back.
Oh, great.
But they're all on their third child. I'm only on my second.
Oh, well.
And, you know, yes, I still have my play group. And it's nice because you're kind of all on the same page if you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You're into exercise, being active. And it really just, I mean, I honestly could not say this enough. I had recently moved here right before, and I found out I was pregnant. And it's just such a sense of community. I mean, I can't help but run into people I meet at Maureen's. It's just such a great connection, and she knows so many great people. I mean, she's gotten me into acupuncture since then. I just went for a cranial sacrum the other day. I mean,
oh, that's great.
You know, and it's kind of, you kind of hear Maureen and you think doula and yoga. It's not what most people would see. My husband and I used to think, oh, you know, you picture the long hair and flowy skirts and very hippie. That is not Maureen.
No, not at all.
She's Burberry and Coach and SUV.
Oh, yeah. She's a stylish yoga instructor.
Yeah, she is. And, you know, it's just a state of mind, and it's a real community down there.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't be more thankful for ever coming in contact with Maureen and her services.
Oh,
Lauren, my God.
No, I mean, I was so disappointed I wasn't able to do the follow-up, you know, but after my baby was born. But, boy, I sure benefited from going when I was pregnant. And it's such a wonderful thing. And the other thing, too, I mean, I was one of those women where I'm very honest, first of all, and I didn't like being pregnant. I found, even with exercise, I was very uncomfortable. I'm very tall and thin, and I don't know, I looked like I swallowed a beach ball, and my whole body, like everything just, I was so uncomfortable. And I feel like, you know, when you meet other women who are pregnant, you can be honest about it, you know, and they're not going to judge you. I mean, sometimes I would meet women and say, oh, I think it's the most wonderful thing ever. And I'm like, oh, come on. You're telling me there's, and they go, well, actually, now that you, yes, I haven't slept in a month or, you know, and I'm not, you know, saying that women can't have a positive pregnancy experience, of course, but I think to meet women who are like there because, yeah, this has helped my back. And I, you know, so I don't know where I was going with that, but just the point
well,
that it's nice to be.
It's nice to have somebody to commiserate with in a way that they understand. I love to, you know, who else understands how bad my heartburn has been?
Oh,
you
gosh.
You know what I mean? I can't eat a goldfish without having heartburn, and we can all talk about it.
Yeah.
And somebody just gave me a natural remedy of having a handful of raw almonds help, you know?
Really?
So, yeah, one of, I think Jessica, I think she just had her baby recently, but she was telling us that's what worked for her.
Wow, you just gave me a great idea for a show, actually, because I felt like everything I ate, it was just, I only gained 18 pounds. I could not seem to gain weight because she was so high that I'd put something in my mouth. I was like, okay, I can't, nothing else is going. She's in the way, you know.
Well, I found out I was way more hungry afterwards nursing than I ever was during pregnant because you couldn't really eat when you were pregnant that much to a certain point.
That's another thing, too, I liked. When I did get to visit when I was still pregnant. There was a couple times I stopped by and I saw some of the women in the postnatal classes. And a lot of them were nursing. And I am, like, the biggest lactivist in the entire world. You know, I am very, very pro breastfeeding. And that was nice. That was nice to see. So, you know, that was welcome there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I'm also actually going to be having April 14th a really wonderful lactation consultant. Her name is Lucia Jenkins, and she is the bomb. She's awesome. And she's going to be talking about the benefits of breastfeeding. So,
oh, nice. We'll have to remember to tell the lady.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, she is amazing. I mean, she helped me tremendously, and a lot of other women that I know who, even women I knew who had given up after a few weeks, they're like, you know what, this hurts too much, this, you know, and Lucia went in there and said, they're not latching right, you got to hold them this way, you got to do this way, she's funny, she's gentle, and they were able to reestablish their milk supply. I mean, she's amazing.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so
is a learning process, you know, you're learning,
definitely.
The baby's learning, and it's very, very easy to give up on that, Lisa, as you know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So,
and it's not something you fully understand until you have the experience.
Exactly.
You can take the classes, which, you know, were very helpful, but until you have that baby there and you know how that baby's going to react, it's not something you can really grasp.
Yes, exactly. It's something that they have to learn. I mean, it seems like they should just get on there and it's all good, but it's not like that. But it's definitely worth sticking with. But anyway, that's I'm just excited about that coming up. And like I said, I just think it's great that Maureen Center is open, you know. And I'm sure you're open if women are formula feeding, too. You mean, women have to make their own choices, of course.
They definitely do. I mean, I can remember a client when I first started the postpartum classes, and she felt, you know, very strongly about breastfeeding. When she came into class, somebody was bottle feeding, and she went right over to her, and why isn't she breastfeeding your baby? And I was whoa.
Yeah, that's
no,
not cool.
No breastfeeding police here. I mean, you don't know why that she wasn't breastfeeding. I mean,
exactly.
It is a personal choice.
That's true.
But I've dealt with a lot of women, Lisa, that for whatever reason, they have tried and tried and tried, and they can't. And it is very upsetting to them, and they're, you know, very emotional. And, you know, I try to talk them through it, and I say, look, I wasn't breastfed. I turned out okay.
Yeah, me neither.
There's hope, but yeah, you're right. It is giving the baby the best step, but you just don't know why.
Exactly.
Some people, you know, when they're not. So whatever they choose to do is, you know, is their choice.
Well, that's what I like I was saying about your place, is just that open environment that, you know, people can do what, you know, what's comfortable for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just love what you do. I think it's wonderful.
Oh, thanks.
And all your classes sound great. Now, do you, the ball class was on Saturday. Is that the one that was Saturday?
The ball class is Saturday morning.
Okay.
Correct.
And the yoga classes are during the week?
The yoga classes are on Tuesday evening and then every other Thursday evening.
Okay,
so depending
Tuesday
on which week
evening.
It is.
Okay.
You know.
And if people wanted more information again?
They want more information. They can go to the website, which is maternalhealthandfitness.com, or they can give us a call at 978-738-8800. 8080.
And you are located in Dundee Park?
In Dundee Park in Andover, which is basically 2 minutes away from Whole Foods.
Yeah, and boy, I'd love that store.
Yeah. It's always a good stop after class.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Lauren, is there anything else you wanted to add before
we
wrap up?
I just wanted to say one thing.
Sure.
Another benefit of the fitness classes, it really does help with your recovery.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, your labor is such a process. Like, I've heard it compared to running a marathon, correct?
Yes.
You would never run a marathon without training.
Mm-hmm.
You just wouldn't. The yoga positions, the sitting on the ball, it's all helping your body get ready for labor. I mean, it really can only benefit you. And then if you do all this work and you're working on your muscles, it really helps you. I mean, I was up hours after that baby was born. And I didn't have any of those. I didn't have any problems afterwards, you know?
Oh, that's great.
I wasn't sore. I mean, obviously a little bit and everything, but I didn't have to sit on a donut or anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so it was pretty smooth. So I have to think that the yoga and the exercise really did help so that I could transform afterwards.
Actually, I'm so glad that you brought that up because I had a C-section and I was up. I think I was up walking around like 6 hours later and they were in shock. They're like, what are you doing? Because I said, can I get up? And they were like, no. And I said, well, how about if I just put one foot on the floor? And they're like, okay. And then I said, well, I know. I know where my daughter gets this. Well, what if I just, perhaps if I just put the other foot on the floor? And they're like, okay, well, can I? Okay, fine. Just stand up, but don't go walking. I'm walking up and down the hall. They're like, oh my gosh, I was fine. I mean, literally, there was no long recovery. I was pretty much, I mean, I had a little bit of pain, but nothing like I expected. And I'm sure it's from doing the yoga every single day.
Yeah, well, that's what studies prove, that, women will have an easier labor delivery, recovery, and postpartum. So.
Yeah.
There it is, right there.
Well, all wonderful reasons to give you a call and join your classes. And Gal, I just want to thank you again. We should do this monthly. I love. It's like Gal Chat with Maureen and Lauren.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just seriously. We should definitely do this. But at any rate, I want to thank you both for coming on. Next week, we will be joined by Beth Edelstein, Director of Outreach of Think Kids, a program in the Department of Psychiatry of the nonprofit Massachusetts General Hospital. They teach adults a revolutionary evidence-based approach to helping kids with behavioral challenges described in the acclaimed book, Treating Explosive Kids, a Collaborative Problem-Solving Approach. So be sure to tune in. I've used this with my own child, and it is amazing. When you can collaborate with a challenging kid, it really makes a difference. And if you'd like to reach me, you can email me at lisa@itsyourhealthradio.org or check out my website at www.itsyourhealthradio.org. Have a great week and keep being healthy. Bye-bye.